Welcome into the Green Zone pregame show. It is time for real as the Riders take on the Red Blacks in the CFL kickoff game of 2025. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis with you here on the Green Zone. Our Green Zone game day analyst, Belton Johnson, is going to join us.
Barbecue analyst today, Jamie. He's a barbecue analyst today, Jamie.
we're trying to give him a call here on the Green Zone. Oh, he's not answering. Oh, I was hoping he was going to answer. Instead, he's coming up. He's outside right now talking to Darren from Roche Percy because Darren is here to pay off his bet from last year. At this time, he called up and said the Riders win 13 games and we laughed them off the radio a little bit.
At that time we were wondering, and they won their first four, so he's only four short.
Or he was getting excited when they were at 4-0. He's like, I told you guys!
Mm-hmm.
And then it slowed down in mid-season. Well,
7-game winless streak really hurt the Riders last year.
So we cut a deal with Darren that for the season opener is when he can pay off the bet for the Green Zone. As Belton Johnson is here. He got distracted on his way in because there's a smoker outside
with steaks.
With cowboys. I think they're cowboy cut steaks out there, Belton, for Darren and Roche Percy. He is so excited. I've never seen Belton more excited in my life.
Did you see those steaks?
Yeah.
How are we going to finish that?
I don't know.
I took pictures with Darren and the steak and that traffic. My God.
Told you.
My God.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Yeah.
I left my house at 4:15. That's plenty of time to get down here.
Oh, yeah. Takes you 15 minutes to get here, usually.
I must have sat at that light
for
a good 20 minutes, man. And I'm like, what is it? I thought it was an accident. I don't know, right? Like,
just nobody's moving.
So there's a warning to all those around Mosaic Stadium. We'll look out for traffic leaving downtown around Mosaic in Regina.
And the city of Regina engineers are looking for new streets to shut down, too, so be careful.
Are you serious?
Oh, sure.
How many streets are they shut down? Oh, my God, man.
That's their prime responsibility this summer is to shut down as much as they can.
And y'all know my trauma with being late, right?
Yeah.
I'm shaking in the car, and I text you, Jamie,
I saw you out there, though. I knew you weren't late. Okay. I could see you out there. When we called, I was like, no, tell him to stay out there. I want him to do a live hit from beside the barbecue with Darren. I want to do him a live hit and an update.
I could go back down, Jamie.
Might head down a few times to check in on those. Here on the Green Zone, it's the pre-game show ahead of the regular season opener. The Riders and the Red Blacks at Mosaic Stadium. Expectations are high in Rider Nation. Because I believe, Daryl, you think they're going to go 11-7?
11-7 into the Grey Cup. That's my thought.
Belton, you have them at how many wins?
I'm on the board. Ain't it?
13-5.
Oh, I'm on the board.
13-5 Grey Cup. I'm right there. 13-5 Grey Cup as Trevor Harris talks about the high expectations going into the regular season opener.
Opening day of the season, I think there's a lot of CFL fans that probably feel that way. And it'll be good. You know, there's a lot of hype around every team and I feel like every time you hear a team talk, it's like, you know, we got the group to do it this year. And I think everybody feels that way. All nine teams do. You know, there's a renewed hope every year. And so tomorrow is when the real live bullets start really, really mattering. And it's kind of just one of those things where, you know, you get to put your off-season, you know, training to the test. You get to put your weekly prep to the test and how sharp you are and how good we feel about our offense. You find out tomorrow. And everybody kind of is in that same boat.
You mentioned that everybody around the league is feeling pretty positive in what they've got heading into this season. How does this one stack up for you?
It's up there. It's tough to feel as good as I have about a team that I do this year. You know, a lot of times there's unknowns with new systems, with, you know, revamped personnel and whatnot. And we have a lot of continuity here. And we have a tremendous play caller, a tremendous system. We've got players that know how to play amongst one another. But every year is a new year, and so we, you know, we reset tomorrow, and we find out where we're at, and then we reassess afterwards. Win, loss, draw, doesn't matter. It's about, you know, responding after tomorrow in terms of becoming a better team, regardless of how it goes.
That is Trevor Harris yesterday ahead of tonight's kickoff, 7 o'clock on TSN. Of course, they wrap up cutdown day. No real surprises for the Rough Riders. They did keep all four quarterbacks. They will healthy scratch Jack Cohn. He'll get a full pay to be a healthy scratch to keep him around as the fourth quarterback. The biggest story this week is the offensive line again. Another shuffle, Belton Johnson. Yeah. Brammer hurts his back Sunday at practice. So now it's Peyton Collins, rookie, left tackle. Tate moves to left guard. You have Fry go from left guard to right guard. Ferland's at center. The only guy who's in his position from the start of training camp till today is Jermarcus Hardrick at right tackle. But you're not concerned.
And he just coming back from injury last year.
Yeah, and didn't play the preseason.
I'm not concerned. And it's, you know, the O-line coach has been great. And I'm just going based on what I saw last year, right?
Yep.
They were able to do it somehow, some way. I don't know. I believe in Coach Mace. Whatever aura he has is spread around on that team, man. And I've bought in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to worry about it until I see what happens tonight, Jamie. I got to see what happens tonight.
And this is a good indicator. East versus West.
Yep.
Dave Naylor, football analyst for the Green Zone, says it's going to be an Ottawa-Saskatchewan Grey Cup. So these, in his mind, it's the best in the East, best in the West. Tough to pick a winner in the East. I think they're all pretty strong and pretty well closely bunched.
Yeah,
But I think the West, this year is the team, this is a team, the Saskatchewan Roughriders, that is developed enough, mature enough, learn it enough, and together enough to win the West. So this is a good showdown. It's a good test for both squads, to be honest. And Agreed. It's an interesting way to start. Usually you'd think, I want to see West versus West to get things going. I want to see this one as much as I want to see any game this year.
Well, and you have Malden, Lang, Wakefield, Carter, Pickett, Santos, Knox.
Ooh.
Their defense is almost as good as the Riders' defense with Carney and Rose and Micah Johnson.
Front seven anyway, but look in the back end of this defense, right?
Oh, that's where the Riders' strength is.
Yes, and Ottawa is different, right? They, three or four new starters? So it's a bit new back there. So I think
I can't wait for who's going to eat because I know what I'm picking.
Us.
Well, we are eating. That is true with Darren out there barbecuing for us on the first regular season game.
Yeah, did y'all see those steaks?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all didn't see them. Did you see them?
Darren opened up the lid for us. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Mark.
I thought that's what the lineup was. I thought that's
you didn't eat today, did you?
I mean, my mom had me some fried catfish. I'm not turning that down. But I should ask my mom to, hey, Mom, can you whip up a couple of side dishes?
Wow. Belton, I thought the traffic jam, they were all coming back to see Darren.
Yeah. They could smell it from downtown. Yeah. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson. It's the Green Zone pregame show ahead of game number one of the regular season. Red Blacks, Rough Riders, 7 o'clock, the kickoff on TSN. Coming up next, another edition of All or Nothing with Britton Gray right here on the Green Zone pregame show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the Green Zone pregame show. Jamie Nye, Hall of Fame reporter, Daryl Davis, Grey Cup champion Belton Johnson. We have you covered, of course, before and after the game. Also, CFL Fantasy Football is live, of course, on CFL.ca and Game Center. I've set up the Green Zone League if you want to join it and play along with CFL Fantasy as well as CFL Pick'em. You can enter the Green Zone League. My link is on X if Donald Trump doesn't shut down that website today. We'll see what happens there.
Elon hasn't shut it down? Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Check out
man.
Blue Sky, buddy.
I have an account on Blue Sky.
Uh-huh. Well, that might be your only one pretty soon.
So you can join us. The link is on X for CFL Fantasy, CFL Pick'em for the 2025 season. It's back again, season three of All or Nothing with Britton Gray as he breaks down some of the big storylines as it's one more year for Trevor Harris. Is it one last year with the Rough Riders? Here's Britton Gray, All or Nothing.
When Trevor Harris first came to the CFL back in 2012, he didn't think he would be up in Canada for long.
Thought I was just going to come up here for a few years just to kind of put some years of coaching or playing professional football on my resume so I could coach. And you blink an eye and here's 13 years later in the CFL.
Now he's 39 years old and trying to not only lead the Riders to a Grey Cup win, but one as a starter himself. Last year was a season of change for Saskatchewan, but plenty of positive steps were taken as well. Despite a new head coach in Corey Mace and Harris coming off a serious knee injury in 2023, the team was able to make it all the way to the CFL West Final. But then 2024 ended in heartbreak once again to the Winnipeg Blue Bulls.
Morris, is he picking end zone? Down the field, Lawler's got a five! Touchdown, Winnipeg! Down the field, Lawler again! Touchdown, did he get there? Yes! Morris, end zone, Getzky, touchdown!
Harris was nearly unable to describe the emotions following that loss.
It hurts. I love this group. And this group has grown a lot. It's battled through a lot of adversity. Things maybe that you guys wouldn't know, like what Jameer was playing through this year. And, this group was a fun group to be around. I'm just not ready for it to be over.
He also needed to take some time to make a decision about his future.
Coming off the field in Winnipeg, wasn't sure what happened next. And, had the short time, talk with my wife and whatnot.
But that conversation was quick, and Harris is back for another year despite suffering not only a sprained MCL, but a partially torn ACL as well. He says he spent the offseason sharpening his skills.
Getting the body to feel, in shape and good. And, sometimes when you're in your mid to upper 30s, it can get a little bit more tedious in terms of the body work you need to do.
Something that has made Harris so productive for so long has been his football IQ. Running back A.J. Ouellette got a chance to see it firsthand as the two drove from Ohio to Regina ahead of camp.
It kind of makes you mad because, you're coming up and I'm trying to read the playbook scripts for camp and all that, trying to be like, all right, what if the defense does this? And he has an answer for freaking everything. And then he's designing plays on our drive up and all that.
But even though he has played in plenty of opening weeks, Harris still gets excited about them.
All the guys making fun of my age yesterday, it hurt. It's like, wait, I'm not that old. I think I'm in my 20s, right? But when you strap the helmet on, you feel like you're a kid out here. I don't feel my age. I'm excited about it, but I'm very, very grateful.
And while he is chasing a Grey Cup to go along with his impressive stats, when it comes to his legacy, Harris isn't focused on those.
I like to think when I'm done, I've turned over every stone and, given everything I had to this game when I'm done. But more than anything, I just want my teammates to know I loved them and lean into one another, because we've talked a little bit about that today. Is football is one of the games where you can't do anything alone. Like you need your brothers, you need your teammates, and to me that's what makes it so unique. It challenges you mentally, emotionally, physically, and asks you to be a part of something bigger than yourself, and that's what's just so beautiful about football to me. And in terms of legacy, I think that's just something that people can talk about, but I hope my legacy is that of just unselfish and love my teammates, to be honest.
For the Green Zone, I'm Britton Gray.
There's no doubt, Daryl, who the leader of this team is.
Oh, really?
It is very much that man, Trevor Harris.
On a team full of leaders, they have a bunch of guys like that. You think of Micah Johnson, you think of Jameer Thurman, you think of Jamarcus Hardrick, right? Even A.J. Ouellette, he's quiet, but because people tend to gravitate around him because of his work ethic. Logan Ferland, right? There are a bunch of guys on this, Roland Milligan Jr., right? Look at the group of leaders they have on this team, and that's a good sign. There's no doubt. And in football, Jamie, it's got to be the quarterback anyway, right? He's the guy who gets the football every single time. If he's not a great leader, you don't have a chance. And he has that feeling. I keep telling you, I didn't think I'd like Trevor Harris when he got here. I thought he seemed to be standoffish and phony. No, he's like that. Every single day, he's the same guy. He's open about himself. He laughs. When he called himself Trevor Vick the other day about making fun of his running, so he can make fun of himself. That's important. Those are the things that you look for in a leader. His toughness, his attitude, the smarts that he shows on the field, Jamie. Yes, he's no doubt the leader, but it's a team full of leaders, and he's the alpha male in the whole group.
Belton, how important is Trevor Harris to what's going to happen in 2025?
Well, I'm with Daryl, right? I haven't met Trevor Harris in person, but just, from what I've seen, what I hear him speak and everything, right? He's a warrior. Mm-hmm. And as a football player, former football player, that's what you want. Somebody you could go in that foxhole with, somebody who's going to have your back. And, that's what I see from afar with Trevor Harris. Now, those guys that are around him, yeah, they're going to follow his every step, every foot beat, everything, right? So he's the guy. He is it.
Yeah.
So Trevor Harris leading this team in once again to the season, his third year with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The first two, he did get injured in both those years last year, a little less intense than year one for Trevor Harris, led them to the West Final this year, hoping for two more wins than they got last season.
I want to see him healthy for a whole year. Yeah. I think he deserves that, man. The amount of work he's put in to come back from these injuries and have both his last two seasons mm-hmm. of promise yep. really shortened by serious knee injuries. That's not fair to him. He keeps himself in good shape. I knock him a little bit because he's never won a Grey Cup as a starter. I hate to think that might be his legacy. He deserves a shot at it. And if he's healthy this whole year, which is what I'm hoping for, everybody hopes. You never want yeah. anybody to be hurt anyway, but he deserves that chance to show what he can do leading this football team for at least 16, 17, 18 games, right? And playoffs.
Coming up next here on the Green Zone pregame show, behind enemy lines with running back William Standback, who has now landed in Ottawa this offseason. A chat with Logan Ferland and Malik Carney when we go inside the green and white as well. That is all coming up right here on the Green Zone pregame show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the Green Zone pregame show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson with you. Gentlemen, do you know what today is?
Traffic Awareness Day.
No, wrong. No. Do you know what today is?
Home opener.
You're wrong again.
What is it, Jamie?
What day of the week is it, boys?
Long live the night, right?
You got third and one from the gun underneath those Thursday night lights. Singing long live the night.
Yes, it's a Thursday night football game for the Riders and the Red Blacks. Tonight at Mosaic Stadium. By the way, the Rec Laws are in Saskatchewan this weekend. The Friday, Saturday, it is the Party in the Park in Saskatoon. The Saskatchewan Hockey Heroes, they're brought in Jeremy Roenick and Ally Afraidy and Dougie Gilmore and nice. Raising money for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. That's in Saskatoon. The Rec Laws are the main act. If you've never seen them live, go. They are a party band.
We saw them at the Briar, right?
Oh, they're so fun, they right,
Daryl? Oh, yeah, they're outstanding. Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
It is. They do a show. It is a show, and they have a lot of fun with it. And as I said this week, you might even get a free beer out of it, because every time, so often, they have a cooler, and they just open her up and sit on the cooler and start handing out beers.
If we're going to Saskatoon next week and we're driving through downtown Regina, we better start now.
Man, I'm Daryl.
Britt and Greg just walked in like Bell.
Daryl, the barbecue guys, they're all complaining about the traffic in downtown Regina.
The people who run the traffic in this city couldn't handle Lumsden to look after traffic.
James Street gets busy, boys.
Well, they'd shut it all down. It's the only way into Lumsden, so shut it down, right? So you can kill all the businesses.
Fifth Avenue.
Fire them all. I think that's going to be my campaign. Fire them all. Just it. Yeah, maybe I'll run for city council. Man. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you what. William Standback, he's made it to the stadium. He's ready to go.
Good for
Peeking
you.
Peeking over the sidelines and sneaking into enemy territory.
Our man is behind enemy lines.
This is Behind Enemy Lines.
Each and every week here on the Green Zone pregame show, we take you behind enemy lines in one of the newest additions to the Ottawa Red Blacks is running back William Standback, Montreal, then BC, now ready to go with a new team in Ottawa.
It feels great, you know, playing against these guys all these years in the past. I'm very familiar with the organization, with the whole facility. So it was pretty easy getting accustomed and, acquainted to everything that's around here. Just the biggest thing is just getting the kids adjusted.
Yeah, exactly. But when you look at Drew Brown as now your leader at quarterback, what do you see in the young QB in his sophomore season?
His second year in the system, right? He's definitely much more poised. He's much more confident in the play calling and the schemes that we have on the offensive side of the ball. I'm just super excited to get to work with him. Me talking about myself individually, I don't know if he might have had such a veteran running back next to him every single play. And everything, and I feel like, that's something me and him talk about every day, so I feel like it's very beneficial to, this offense here, and I'm super excited. I can't wait.
As a veteran in this league, how do you adapt to leadership on new teams? Of course, after Montreal, you go through BC, now in Ottawa. Is it something you have to kind of feel out, or is it something as a natural leader you just jump right into?
I felt like I just said not too long ago, I pretty much know these guys, right? So when I came here, it was all familiar faces, and it was nothing but love when I first got here. All I try to do is just get in where I fit in, just try to bring my knowledge to the table, whatever I can do, whatever I can say to help the guys, you know, especially in the running back room. I just try to be professional, be the best person, best teammate, you know, that I can be for anybody that's looking up to me.
What's it like to have Geno Lewis along for the ride again?
Oh, that's cool, man. You know, me and him, we go way back. So I'm super excited to watch him ball again, him being in the same threads as me, you know, because I was watching him from afar. We both was on the West, but, you know, he was doing with big things over there in Edmonton. And now that, you know, Ottawa has him, you know, they got another weapon to add to the arsenal.
The Ottawa Redblacks, of course, are a growing franchise. They're trending in the right direction. What are some of the things that you've learned in your CFL career to go to the next level and be a championship caliber team in what you're seeing implemented in Ottawa?
Just understanding that there's going to be adversity regardless of how good or, you know, not as strong your team may be. I just always try to tell the guys, don't look at the record and everything like that. Just try to, like, continue to bond, to gel, and to execute at a high level when we do play against our opponents. Because sometimes guys who win the whole thing don't have the best record, you know, and then guys who have the best record don't win either. So sometimes, you know, it could be up for grabs at the end of the season. And whatever team is hot at that time is usually the ones who's going to go all the way to the big stage.
It's interesting, isn't it? Well, you've been around the league a long time. This 18-game schedule, I know it starts, you know, at Mosaic week one, but it's a grind. It's a marathon, right? It's not a sprint in the Canadian Football League.
No, it's not. And you just have to make sure that, you know, guys are staying healthy. We're zeroing into the task at hand. And just make sure we win. You know, our one-on-one battles, you know, I feel like if we can win our one-on-one battles on all three phases, I feel like we could come out with a win every game.
William Stanback, running back now of the Ottawa Redblacks, getting set for the Riders and the Redblacks. It's the season opener of the Canadian Football League. How excited do you get this time of year to get things started after a lengthy training camp?
Ah, man, words can't really explain it, man. I'm just grateful and I'm blessed for the opportunity to still be playing this game that I love so much. You know, people might look at, you know, my birth certificate and say how old he is and everything like that. But as long as you're producing and you're a team guy, I feel like there's no reason why I shouldn't be playing still at this high level. I'm excited for it, and I can't wait to get the ball rolling.
You're just 30, Will. It's fine, right?
No, that's what I try to tell everybody, man. You know?
But
see me play. I don't look 30, though.
What are you up against with a couple of interior veterans that you know well in Micah Johnson, Mike Rose, and Jameer Thurman up the middle of this defense?
Oh, they're stout. You know, there's a great group of guys over there, and you can't take them lightly at all. But I know what we have over here, and I know what we're equipped with, and we're ready. We're ready to go out there and fight. You know, we're ready to fight to the end. And like I say, man, me personally, you're not just going to shut me down only in the first or second quarter. You got to do it all four quarters. So, and I feel like I'm one of those guys who I start to ramp up in the second half of games.
Yes, he is one of those running backs who can ramp up in the second half of games for the Ottawa Redblacks. That's William Stanback behind enemy lines. We, of course, do bold predictions on the Green Zone pregame show each and every week. The preseason did count, unfortunately, for Belton Johnson, our reigning champion. He only got 2 points in the preseason.
Well, that's about as
preseason's
many as
over. Let's get the show on the road.
That's
then.
About
let's
as many go. As the Riders' offense did in the preseason, though, wasn't
that's
it?
That's true.
Yeah, they didn't. Did one they? Touchdown with 23 seconds left. In the
I'm leading at 11. Darryl's at 9 after the preseason. Our first question's the other running back.
Hi, AJ Ouellette.
AJ Ouellette, a leaner, healthier, quicker, looks like.
Yeah.
So. What do you think AJ Ouellette puts down for a debut in 2025? Carries, rushing yards, receiving yards, touchdowns for A.J. Olette tonight. I'll go first. I think he's going to get 18 carries. I think he's going to get 107 rushing yards. Wow. He's going to catch two passes for 15 yards and score one touchdown. That's what I got for A.J. Olette.
12 for 68.
12, 68 yards.
Four catches for 24 yards.
And touchdowns?
Score a touchdown. Yeah, he'll get one.
Belton Johnson.
15 carries. Let's go 89 rushing yards. And how many catches there I had there? Four?
Four. I have two.
Let's go. I'm going to go five.
How many yards?
About 57.
All right. And touchdowns?
Two.
Two touchdowns for A.J. Olette to open the season.
I'm excited.
I have him on my CFL fantasy team tonight for this
Pick
game.
Pick him in your top 50?
No, I did not for the top 50.
Ooh.
He didn't make the top 50, did A.J. Olette this year?
That's a surprise.
If you want to join CFL Fantasy, the Green Zone League is up and live at CFL.ca on their Game Zone spot. But coming up next, we'll go inside the green and white. He's now the starting center for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I had a great chat with Logan Ferland. You'll hear it next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone pregame show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson, and you, Rider Nation, getting set for the first game of the regular season. What's your prediction tonight? 1-877-332-8255. Text us what you think the Riders can do tonight, but what also they can do for the season. Let us know here on the Green Zone. Someone says 14 wins, 4 losses. As Sean said, a 16-2 record. Belton and I are at 13 wins. Daryl's at 11. A lot of optimism in Rider Nation. But if there's one thing, again, that might plague the Rough Riders already at the start are the injuries to the offensive line. I had a chat with Logan Ferland, and actually I asked him, Belton, based on what you were saying about being more confident you can handle this based on what happened last season, because they were able to handle it with all the injuries last year.
Absolutely. That's the benefit of last year, was with all of the injuries. You know, the pro is that we have guys that are ready to step up if we need them. And just keeps the door revolving. When that happens, then we're able to just get the next guy in.
How important is the preparation in that, though, from everybody to know the calls, to know every spot, especially with smaller rosters in the Canadian Football League?
Yeah, very important, because we need to get the chemistry right. We need to get that that same feel, even if you don't play beside a guy all the time. You need to get that chemistry as soon as you can. So very important to do that. That way, when a guy does go down, we can go in there like nothing changed.
How is center this year for you after experiencing it last year?
I'm enjoying it. A little more comfortable there, obviously. The more reps you get at it, the better you're going to be, the more comfortable you're going to be. So I've seen a lot of looks now with my experience in the league. So not a ton changes. Even when I'm a guard, I see it from a center standpoint.
When you look at Tate beside you now on one side, how's that adjustment for him going? As he says, it'll be his first, I think, ever start in his life at a guard spot.
Yeah, in a way, it's easier for those guys, right? Because they're not in so much space. So it's a lot more condensed in there. So in a way, I think he feels very confident because, you know, he doesn't have to take three kicks to get out to a defensive end. He can just really hold a spot in there and dominate in the run game as well. Tate's a very powerful blocker, and just looking forward to see what he can do at guard.
Is this a schematic thing that Mark and Edwin bring over from Calgary? Because it seems like they were really good at plug and play all line with injuries or, you know, off-season moves and things like that. Is that what's really led to this team last year and this year being able to feel comfortable in this?
I think that helps. Ed does a great job, and Mark do a great job of, like you said, moving us around, plug and play in practice when we need scout. You know, a lot of the starters are going in there at different spots just to make sure we're ready for anything. You know, subbing out in different situations. So that definitely helps with it.
Okay, overall, how's this team feel coming out of training camp with the higher expectations after being one win away from a Grey Cup last year?
Man, we're excited. the fire couldn't be burning hotter for us right now. And last year we built something special, and now it's about elevating that. And we're just excited to play ball.
There is Logan Ferland here on the Green Zone, the offensive lineman for the Rough Riders, as Peyton Collins gets the start at left tackle. So that means left tackle Trevion Tate moves to left guard, which moves left guard Zach Fry to right guard. And, of course, because of the injury to Sean McEwen, Logan Ferland is now holding down the middle. Only Jamarcus Hardrick is in that. He talked a little bit about it might be an easier to go from tackle to guard, Belton. You were a tackle. Would it be easier to go from tackle to guard than guard to tackle?
I think it is easier to go from tackle to guard. And the only reason being is when you're a guard, you got protection on both sides, right? Whether it's the center or the tackle. And I know I had to I did have to play guard once upon a time, and I felt like, wow, I'm in a little box here. I got protection on both sides. I don't have to worry about much. But again, when you're out there, tackle is, you know, lone man on an island.
No, he said that you don't have to kick back 3 yards.
You just sit right there.
Yeah.
Punch. Get ready for the next guy.
Yeah, and Peyton Collins is the old notorious blindside, too, right? Yeah, quarterback,
that's,
left
that's
tackle.
Important.
That's an important one. In the first CFL game for Peyton Collins, too, right?
Mm-hmm. With Lorenzo Molden and, yeah. Bryce Carter coming out.
But keep in mind, fellas, the quarterback can help that tackle out, right? And Trevor Harris, at least in the past, he's been good at getting that ball out within 3 seconds, feel like. You know, yep. So that's,
and he rolls. He rolls a little bit with the goal against the rush too. Yeah.
So that all that'll help that young tackle out.
We'll stick inside the green and white and flip the ball over to the defensive side. Veteran Malik Carney on a veteran group brought in for the Riders and what damage they might be able to do.
Expect a lot of physicality, a lot of speed, a lot of free movements, man, and an exciting game.
When you bring in a guy like Mike Rose to an already pretty good defensive line, what do he and Micah do to allow you maybe a little bit more freewheeling off the edge?
You just add another veteran guy, a guy who has experience, speed, power, who can get out to the quarterback. I think he's a great addition along with Shea. And I think just adding us all together, I think it's going to be a fun group to play with, and high expectations this season.
When you think of the high expectations, I know it's 1-0 each week, but how do you deal with the expectations? But how much do you invite and embrace the expectations that this team can go even further than they did last year?
I mean, with us, you know, sky's the limit. So, I mean, for us setting our team goals, you got to have high expectations. And, you know, once you achieve those, you got to make even higher expectations. And that's where we're at now with this group. Just continue to build and build chemistry, which we've been doing since camp. And, you know, all of the guys were gelling, building that chemistry. Now it's time to perform come tomorrow.
Does this feel like a tighter group than even the one last year?
I do. Coming with it our second year, we're more comfortable with the defense. We got veteran guys up front, guys I know who can get after it, and just experienced guys, man, just ready to play.
How hard is week one against an opponent that hasn't really put out, you haven't put out what any tweaks you're going to do, but they haven't either. So how difficult is game planning for week one?
I mean, you just go back and look at, you know, the guys' tendencies, what they've done with us, you know, as far as preparation, you know, from previous games and last season. Looking at, I know they got a new rookie that's possibly starting at the right tackle. Just looking at him, what he was doing preseason, and trying to, you know, hold in on our keys and stuff, and then get after them.
What's it like to go up against an Ottawa Red Black team now with William Standback in the backfield?
It's just another player with another number.
Well, when you look at the home opener, how important is a hot start to a season? You guys did it last year and kind of set the tone. I know there was a lull in the middle of the season, but that didn't impact really too badly because of the hot start. So how important is game number one?
It's always important. It's very important, actually. Starting off the season with a win carries momentum into the next game and so on and so forth. But, you know, coming out in that first game, just letting the league know who we are and what we stand for and what we're about.
Malik Carney on a very talented defense. That defense, man, on paper is, I'd be scared as Tommy Condell trying to game plan against this defense. Where's the weak spot? Tell me. There isn't one.
I don't see it either. No, they got depth, yeah, too. That's the
Yeah.
That's the other added addition to this, man. Depth. Because they like they're good. They were real good last year when they rotated those guys in and out. Keep them fresh, right?
Yeah.
Keep running.
Yeah. When I talked to Micah Johnson and Mike Rose, they're not keen once again on rotating, but they do admit it does help. And of course, they want to play every down, but.
Caleb Saunders behind them is a darn good player, too.
That's a very good front. Both teams in this game have very good defensive fronts.
Coming up next, who's going to eat? And our tailgating tip with Belton Johnson as well. Coach's chair as Corey Mace weighs in on the rookie left tackle, Peyton Collins. It's all ahead right here on the Green Zone pregame show. Riders, Red Blacks on TSN on 7 o'clock as the CFL kicks off the season tonight. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.